We're gonna start recording right now.
Substitute.
No, do it. José Lacroix tuning his banjo as we speak.
It's a cheap banjo. But I wanted one, so $100. Banjo in a case. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. He's back, folks. After wow, it's already been like just about 6 months since you were here in studio, which is very weird. It doesn't feel like that long. And yeah, he's back in Sherbrooke.
Can I just play banjo the whole time?
Just play, yes. In fact, I completely expect you to play banjo the whole time. Our man out of Winnipeg. Back in the studios here at DH Radio.
This will just be you talking over banjo.
I don't mind that. Just keep going. You'll add your little... I mean, you're already speaking between strums, so just keep going. So he's in town. He doesn't know where he's playing. Although tomorrow night he's playing it. Well, actually tonight, because this will be airing a Wednesday evening. Tonight he'll be playing in Granby, so Granby, you should find him.
The Plateau Bar.
There you go.
It's on Principal, I think. It's I'll be playing at 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Nice. I love it.
I was able to book some last minute gigs in like in Montreal, Toronto, Granby, a couple in Montreal actually. So it's been is a tour that sort of started off with a lot of gaps, and I've managed to fill them up. So.
Turned out quite
successful.
And this has to be different from traveling the last time you were, you were coming across. And but although I did see that you stopped in Strathroy again.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm Facebook stalking you. Right, paying attention to where is he. It's become like a mandatory stop along the way.
Yeah, well, I found a bass last time I was there, so I figured I should go back and try to find some more instruments.
Is that where you picked up the banjo?
No, I picked up the banjo in North Bay.
All right, well, play a little more of that for us now. We were discussing, as the tuning was happening,
I was tuning, because I looked up tunings, because I've never played banjo before, and I wanted the 4-string banjo, because the 5-string is just too much for me. So the tenor banjo, which is the 4-string, there's a few ways of tuning it. Well, there's probably a number of ways of tuning it, but the traditional way is like a violin or a mandolin.
Okay.
In fifths. So that's the traditional, but if you can also tune it the Chicago style, which is like the bottom 4 strings of a guitar, so
just giving it a different voice altogether. If you could see the expressions that are going, there's a lot of cringing. Like, am I gonna get snapped?
That's all right. I'm tuning down, so
not as much of a. Justin was on DH Radio back in midwinter when it was snapping cold.
it wasn't that bad while I was here, though.
Oh, well, not long after you were here, I guess, is when the onslaught of the December 21st to 23rd, 2011, is going to go down in history as being the coldest of this year.
Sorry, December. 20,
just January. Did I say December? Oh, yeah, January of 2011. Towards the end of the month was wicked.
Well, I was here. I think I was on. It was here on like the 18th.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And then you were heading back, like immediately, pretty much after after performing in Sherbrooke, right?
Yeah, I drove out that night. Picked up some cheese curds and a thing of gas.
Two musts on the road, through the townships anyway. So tell me about this time. When did you leave Manitoba?
I left about 2 weeks ago. What was it? June 3rd. I left the same day as a couple of friends left Winnipeg on a summer road trip. So we ended up camping together at the Aaron Provincial Park, just like 15 minutes east of Dryden. And it was really cool because I left on tour sort of down about not having booked as many shows as I would have liked to. And I was missing, like I said, Montreal and Sherbrooke and the Toronto, like, and just like, yeah, huge gaps in the tour. So that first night we camped, and it was great. It was great to get out of the city and just sleep in a tent and, I don't know, campfire and all that. Playing guitar with friends around a campfire is one of the best things in the world. And in the morning, we started up another fire and made some coffee and took the guitar out, and the park warden comes around. I thought he was going to come give us crap for taking the picnic table from the next campsite. But he came and asked me about my music, and ended up booking a show at the amphitheater at the campground for the way back.
So. Get out! You think you're going to get in trouble, and it turns out that you get a gig. Absolutely. It's like, the complete reverse.
Nobody was there, so he was like, whatever. So you play? What do you play? It's just, yeah, it's kind of neat.
Wow.
So yeah, I'll be playing at the Aaron Provincial Park on my way back home to wrap up the tour, which is going to be, I think, the best way to finish it up.
So are you, like, from here tonight, is it your trajectory back? Like, you're...
No, actually, I'm this time I'm heading all the way out to Gaspésie. I'm going to be doing a songwriter's residency out at Pitsit Valley.
Mm-hmm.
A part of the Rencontre qui Chante festival or event. So there's going to be 10 to a dozen of us just sitting around doing some songwriting for about 10 days on the coast. And then putting on a show right at the end of it. So that's from June 25th till July 3rd, and then I drive back. I've got on the way back, I'm going to be playing in Wawa, and I'll probably hit up a couple of open mics on nights I don't have anything, just kind of find stops along the way.
Can we book you here again? Somewhere in Sherbrooke?
Possibly.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the interview.
Anyhow, so I'm quite looking forward to it. I'm, well, what is it? Tonight is the 22nd. So I'll be playing in Granby tonight and Montréal tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday I'm heading out to Gaspésie.
Where are you playing in Montreal?
At the Bistro Moss Café.
Nice.
I don't remember.
If you want to follow what's going on, actually, just go to Facebook and run a search for Justin Lacroix, and then you can follow
or
him the way I stalk
him. JustinLacroix.com.
Yeah.
Spelled Justin Lacroix. LACROYX.
Perfect.
COM.
Hey, play something for us.
On the banjo.
Yeah. Justin Lacroix.
So I've got it in the Chicago tuning, which is like the bottom four strings of a guitar, so it makes learning a lot easier because
it's a little
like
more
a
familiar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
It's not the best banjo, so it doesn't really stay in tune.
I don't know. There's something to be said though for the. I think that.
An
instrument
out-of-tune
that
banjo
doesn't that make sense
right.
Somehow? Yeah.
Geez, what do you want to hear? I've been playing it for like one or two songs every show since I picked it up.
Yeah.
And I usually do a trailer for Sailor and room to let 56. Wrong key, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing room buys an 8x12 for bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, a king of the road.
That's awesome.
It's all we need to be. relaxing by the sea. Waves lapping up our feet. Let the sun paint us happy. We could go rent a couple boards for a $10 bill. Go play in the surf, babe, we got time to kill. Nothing but time to please all you. All we need is to be. It's all we need to be. Me, your guitar picking daddy. You my hoover queen.
It's too good. I think that's a there's a perfect summer feel about that. That is so like, yeah. You are rocking on a porch somewhere. Yeah. You're just shooting the breeze. There's not a care in the world. You're skipping stones, you know? Like it's that is
that or driving my van with my knees as I put my joys. Don't tell anybody.
Says Edward. There's a voice that just came from Edward Kesber is in the house.
Hi.
A production assistant here at CJMQ. Oh, that's some sweet stuff. All right. So Gaspé is, do you know the artist that you're going to be working with while you're there?
No, I know one of the girls who's from Winnipeg as well, or from Manitoba. Other than that, it's kind of going to be just, people cool people I haven't met.
And it's such a great place to be, too. What is that?
Oh, it's my tripod. I haven't seen it. It looks like
I thought it was some kind of bizarre massage tool.
I bought it, it kind of looks like that. Or, Benoit balls, triple Benoit balls.
Yeah.
it's a tripod for my camera. I picked it up in Yellowknife, actually.
That's pretty nifty.
I needed one, and it's funky. You can kind of wrap it around anything.
That is cool beans. Hey, look, you have to come back.
Yeah.
I think we've got to work something out so that when you're on the way home from Gaspé, we can...
Yeah, I'm totally down for it.
All right. We're just going to make it happen. So everybody out there in DH land with CJMQ 88.9 FM, stay in touch. Do you want to play us out? Play us out. Justin Lacroix. Go to justinlacroix.com.
Good looking... What you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. Thank you.
she got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me? How's about cooking something up with me?
Oh yeah, Justin Lacroix, go check out more of his amazing stuff. JustinLacroix.com and follow him on Facebook, would you?
Thank you.